From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Right, so more vibes on this Q2 of ours, the GDP, to the upside.
They're dead right. Now, we've been talking a fair bit about growth, haven't we? We always talk about the health of the New Zealand economy. Just as an aside here, we're still using GDP as a measure of that. And the suggestion, I think, from our conversations has been that there's a little bit of growth floating around. Yeah, in other words, we're trying to grow. And as a reminder, the most recent Reserve Bank monetary policy statement, they published their forecasts. That included a 0% forecast for Q2 growth. In other words, we flatlined, finger firmly pointed at the effects of higher fuel prices. But, Mike, there were concerns, weren't there, that we could actually come in as a negative. In other words, the economy went backwards. Well, in the last 24 hours since we last spoke, a couple of the banks have published their forecasts. There's good news here. Yep, Westpac forecasting plus 0.2%. Yep, above zero. An improvement from their earlier forecast of a small decline. So sectors that are contributing, construction, wholesaling, agriculture. And I think I spoke about this earlier this week. So last Friday, that building work put in place, you saw a 4.8% lift in residential construction. That was higher than expected. And then data earlier this week, business financial data, you had a healthy lift in sales volumes and wholesale trade, again, stronger than expected. And that wholesale trade sector grew 8% in the last year. So, look, if we get 0.2%, what that means is your annual growth is now running at 2.4%, because there's a weak quarter dropping out of last year, the annual calculation. That's the strongest annual number since 2023. ANZ, similar themes behind their forecast as well. Also a positive prediction, albeit only 0.1%, also revised up from a negative number, and similar drivers behind their uplift as well. And I suppose you asked the question, does this move or change the view of the RBNZ around the OCR? I think it's at the margin. It sort of marginally increases the chance of a move in October. Got a lot of important data to come out before the October review date. I'm still leaning heavily towards a December move, and we won't see that move in October. But that's all good, Mike.
I think it's very good. And you think, just go back out and look at 2.4% in a war. You can't argue with that.
And basically, we've all been saying this was it. You know, this is it. However, I do want to strike one note of caution. Remember, I've been quite consistent about my comments on this, is that if this blooming war drags on and we still have Brent crude over $100, you know, next year, then I think you've got issues.
Indeed. China. Yep. So what do we got there?
They got a bit of a rebound, and there's some inflation pressures. So officials citing volatile global commodity prices, seasonal food price gains, rising demand in tech industries. But their PPI and CPI inflation release yesterday. PPI inflation, so I think inflation for business, 3.8% annual growth there. They were forecasting that 3.6%, so higher than expected. Commodity prices, oil related, so it's largely concentrated in the energy related sectors. And the other thing that we'll probably all notice, electronic price inflation, because it's lifting to fresh highs. This is on the back of this global memory chip shortage. So anything that's got a memory chip in it starting to cost more. Bear in mind, Mike, PPI inflation, I think we spoke about this as well, it was negative for about 3 years. CPI inflation rose 0.8% in August from a year earlier. That's on expectations, but it was 0.5 in July. It's gone up to 0.8, so accelerated for the first time since April. Core CPI is up 1%, so getting some inflation in China.
Yeah, indeed. And then we got 100. Well, in fact, I think I checked a moment ago, we're over 100, aren't we, at the moment?
We are, yeah. So kind of, look, we've had some, it's interesting, isn't it? Because what's going in the Middle East is really spooking the market right now, and to a higher degree than some of these previous scuffles. And remember, this is not a war. We can't call it a war. What are they calling it? I can't remember how they're referring to anyway. But I think we've got a couple of things going on, Mike. You've got this escalation on another front with the Houthis in Saudi Arabia. Yep. So that's fears there of impact on production and supply. And you've also got to acknowledge the backdrop of a reduction in the buffers that protected the oil price through the first 6 months. Think things like strategic reserves. So it's got a slightly more worrying aspect to it right now.
Okay. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones is down 316 points, 52,469. So the bond market not helping there. Remember Besant also, he also made a comment the other day I thought was a bit worrying. He was talking about the Japanese yen. He said, right. I am the house now.
Yeah.
I am the house. What is that all about?
That anyway, didn't work either, actually, did it?
No. 7,639 is the S&P 500. It's down 0.45%, and the NASDAQ is down 0.65%, 26,248. The FTSE 100 lost 1.3%, 10,670. The Nikkei down 125 points, 0.19%, 65143. Shanghai Composite was up 0.28%, 3951. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.11%, 8911. The close in the ASX 200. And we were up 27 points in the NZX 50, 13,819. Kiwi dollar, 0.5843 against the US. We have dipped below the 81 cent level against the Aussie, 0.8090.
What?
Yeah, 0.5021 against the euro, 0.4309 pounds, 89.67 Japanese yen, gold $4,458, yeah, and Brent crude $100.86.
Okie dokie. We'll see you tomorrow. Sure, yep. Partners, Andrew Callagher.